Is it a problem if trading stocks feels like Candy Crush? I'm David Brancaccio. First, this wretched pandemic keeps battering people, and that includes people as workers. There's word the number of people signing up for unemployment benefits around the country rose by 19% last week, 286,000 more people in a week. Let's consult Diane Swonk, the chief economist at the tax and advisory firm Grant Thornton. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
I know it's just a weekly number, but quite a few more people signed up for unemployment benefits in the week ending Saturday. That does point to weakness.
It does. And what's really disturbing about it is we've seen this accelerating trend over the last 2 weeks with Omicron, not just of people unable to get to work because they're sick. They're also not getting paid and getting laid off and actually having to apply for unemployment insurance. That's a real sign of underlying weakness, even as the economy was, you know, sort of very robust in the fourth quarter. Now we're hitting this really hard stop in response to Omicron, where the economy is really being crippled by acute labor shortages that are having knockoff effects where people are losing their paychecks.
And just think about the people who can't forfeit the income, were brushing near someone they knew who had the virus, but have to make that tough economic decision. Do I declare the fact that I was near someone who was sick, or do I just go in?
Exactly. And this is what we're seeing as well, is that many people are continuing to go into work. And we've shortened the quarantine times in part to keep the economy up and running with essential services. The problem is, you know, many people who are out there are also getting infected and bringing it home. And so it really is, this is going to be a tough slog.
Now, you're basing what you're saying not just on these weekly jobless figures. Census has been tracking, I think it's called the Household Pulse Survey.
Exactly. And that showed over 8 million people, almost 9 million, that were out just due to illness alone, a new record. And then another on top of that, almost 14 million total that also were taking care of people at home right now. That's a new record.
Diane Swonk at Grant Thornton, chief economist there. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
At a wide-ranging news conference yesterday, President Biden took on inflation, the pandemic, and his sense that Russia will in some way move on Ukraine. Biden was speaking at the end of his first year in office. Biden warned Moscow would pay a big price in the form of sanctions correlated to the severity of whatever Russia does. Now, on domestic policy, Biden said there is a piecemeal way forward for his social spending plan, which is stalled in Congress, his Build Back Better package, which calls for nearly $2 trillion over 10 years on things like health and child care, education, and fighting climate change.
Well, it's clear to me that that we're going to have to break it up. I think that we can get, and I've been talking to a number of my colleagues on the Hill, I think it's clear that we would be able to get support for the $500+ billion for energy and the environmental issues that are there.
Biden also says he thinks he can get enough votes in the Senate to pass something on improving access to early childhood education. A record number of states and cities are raising their minimum wage this year. This from a new tally from the National Employment Law Project. Some of the increases went into effect at the turn of the year. Others will kick in months from now. In two states and 31 cities and counties, the floor will be at or above $15 an hour. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer takes a look.
52-year-old Kokobe Tiwore has worked as a server at a Baltimore hotel since last June. She makes $11 an hour plus tips, but sometimes the dining room is empty, and Tiwore will lose her job in March when the hotel closes. Plus, she's behind on her rent. As we talk, Tiwore opens the latest statement on her car loan.
I have to pay 916.04.
She's 2 months behind. Tiwore says she was able to pay her bills when she worked at a different hotel, making $15 an hour. She even managed to send one of her two sons to college, but he had to drop out when she lost that job.
Yeah, now he start looking for a job too.
Sade Gebrselassie, an attorney with the National Employment Law Project, says a higher minimum wage helps workers like Tiwore negotiate better pay.
The minimum wage sets a wage floor.
Maryland's minimum wage is set to hit $14 an hour for larger companies in 2 years. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Thank you.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Over the past year, we've been chronicling often younger people trading stocks and options at the click of their phone. Among the catalysts, last year's frenzy surrounding stock and video game retailer GameStop, plus zero fees for trades on some of these apps. But critics say the more trading seems like a game, the bigger risk people take with their money. The BBC's Rob Young filed this for us.
There's been a rise in the number of people trading on the financial markets, many of them young, who haven't dabbled in stock or currency markets before. Nora Samir, who's a population child health researcher in Sydney in Australia, started trading at the beginning of the pandemic.
I love trading so much, especially cryptocurrencies. Crypto very much reminds me of games that I used to play online when I was younger. In the Real Investing app, I had some good experiences and some bad ones, but overall, I've made quite a lot of money, in which I've just gone shopping with, to be honest.
There are now many trading apps. One that's seen a surge in new global users is eToro.
Zero is good. Not that kind. Invest in stocks with zero commission. eToro.
Which was set up in Israel. The company's chief executive is Yoni Azia.
We've grown to a total of 27 million registered users on the platform globally. So customers today can download a mobile app and open an eToro account and fund it with $10 and then buy a fractional share of Tesla for $10. So that just increased the amount of people globally that can actually participate in the markets.
An academic who's given evidence to the US Congress on the issue says the various apps' game-like qualities can encourage people to take bigger risks.
And so they're not necessarily bad, but there is some regulation that I think could be beneficial.
Dr. Vicky Bogan specializes in behavioral economics at Cornell University in the US and who's been analyzing this so-called gamification.
To the extent that these platforms allow more people to engage with the markets and lower barriers to participation, I think that's a good thing. Where I think add some words of caution is in terms of how these apps are designed, in terms of triggering and pushing people to trade and engage in a way that's not optimal.
Regulators are taking a closer look. The US Securities and Exchange Commission will conduct an examination of the crop of new trading apps, and the UK's Financial Conduct Authority has launched a campaign to educate users. It seems likely that stricter rules will impact this growing industry. I'm the BBC's Rob Young for Marketplace.
And after the Supreme Court decision striking down the requirement, Starbucks has now told employees they no longer have to be vaccinated or get tested regularly. Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.